Hi, thank you for joining my e-poster. I would like to talk to you about the project I've just started called Pyroplankton, that stands for the impacts of pyrogenic aerosols on phytoplankton ecosystems. My name is Joan Llort, and the project is funded with a Living Planet Fellowship by ESA and co-funded by the Barcelona Supercomputing Center, my host institution. The scientific goal of my project is to evaluate the influence of wildfire aerosols, what we usually call pyrogenic aerosols, on marine primary production and carbon export. The project will be led by myself, but in collaboration with a bunch of researchers from the ocean, climate, and atmospheric sites internally at the BSC, and also with external collaborators like Christina Santin and Cécile Guilleux and her team in France. The project will last for 24 months, and it started in October last year. Pyroplankton was motivated by recent modeling and observational works that showed that biomass burning aerosols can induce strong responses of phytoplankton in regions limited by iron. If you want to know more about the observational site, please join me for the talk I will give this Friday in this workshop. The ensemble of these studies also open new questions on how the fires that we are seeing in several regions of the world can be influencing the marine ecosystems, and what we should expect for the near future. In Pyroplankton, we'll tackle this question with a three-step strategy. First, we will analyze ocean color data and atmospheric reanalysis to identify other potential responses of phytoplankton to the deposition of biomass burning aerosols. Second, we will do some mesocosm experiments using actual ash from wildfires from different forests of the world, and putting these ashes in 300 liters tanks of seawater to understand which kind of nutrients and elements are dissolved, and to quantify the response of bacteria and the whole plankton ecosystem. Finally, we will incorporate these experimental insights in a new version of an ocean biogeochemical model. Pyroplankton will evolve in the large field of research that is the feedbacks and mechanisms that link aerosol emission, transport and deposition with ocean biogeochemistry and carbon export. This field of research still requires strong efforts that at the midterm point toward some of the current efforts, like remote estimations of the biologic carbon pump and estimations of the phytoplankton community composition, DHC and PHC, and at the long term will be also very important to be able to measure aerosol deposition over the ocean and to monitor the chemical composition of aerosols from its emission during its transformation in the atmosphere until its deposition. Thanks for listening. Happy to chat.